Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to virtually attend ASEAN-India Summit on 26th October. India and Bhutan review bilateral security cooperation and border management issues in Thimphu. Russia says new sanctions by US on its oil industry as counterproductive, as Moscow has strong immunity to Western sanctions. Global crude oil prices surge by over 5% after US sanctions. US President Donald Trump says Israel will lose all US support if it annexes the West Bank. And in ICC Women's ODI World Cup, New Zealand to chase DLS revised target of 325 runs in the rain-affected match against India in Navi Mumbai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually attend the 22nd ASEAN-India Summit on 26th of this month at the invitation of Prime Minister of Malaysia, Anwar Ibrahim. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he congratulated his Malaysian counterpart, Anwar Ibrahim, on Malaysia assuming the ASEAN chairmanship. The Prime Minister also conveyed his wishes for the success of the upcoming summit and reaffirmed his commitment to further deepening of the ASEAN-India Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Prime Minister Modi and ASEAN leaders will jointly review the progress in ASEAN-India relations and discuss initiatives for strengthening comprehensive strategic partnership. It said, strengthening relationship with ASEAN is a key pillar of India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. India and Bhutan reviewed bilateral security cooperation and border management issues, including mobile signal spillover, future roadmap for integrated check posts, maintenance of boundary pillars, and cross-border movement during the 14th India-Bhutan meeting on border management and security. The meeting was held in Thimphu from the 16th to 17th of October. The Indian delegation was led by Secretary, Department of Border Management, Dr. Rajendra Kumar. The discussions also covered capacity building for Bhutan's police. Both the delegations reiterated their resolve to work together towards ensuring a safe, secure, and prosperous border region. India has been re-elected as Vice-Chairperson of Conference of Parties or COP10 Bureau to the International Convention Against Doping in Sports. This decision was taken during the 10th session of the COP10 held in Paris. In a statement, the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports of India said, during conference, India has facilitated provision of interactive boards displaying the journey of the Anti-Doping Convention. The ministry added, the conference focused on discussions including strengthening governance and financing the fund for the elimination of doping in sports and others. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, who is in Germany, met German Federal Minister for Economic Affairs and Energy, Katharina Reiche, in Berlin today. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said, the discussions focused on deepening Indo-German ties in trade and investment, joint industrial and technological partnerships in green energy, and defense, among others. He said talks also covered Germany's commitment to finalizing the India-EU FTA. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back, you're listening to World News. Russia has said new sanctions on its oil industry by the United States risked hurting diplomatic efforts to end the Ukraine war. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova told a news conference in Moscow today that Russia has developed a strong immunity to sanctions, warning that such actions will harm the global economy more than Moscow. She said, Moscow is open to continuing contacts with the US for finding a settlement for the Ukrainian issue, while asserting that Washington's punitive measures will not succeed in forcing Russia to compromise on its national interests.
They will fail, and they will strongly affect the stability of the global economy. But we won't face any problems taking into account the decisions that were taken by the Department of Treasury. Our country has adopted and developed solutions and continues to develop its energy potential.
Meanwhile, the European Union today announced in Brussels its latest sanctions package against Russia. The move comes a day after US President Donald Trump's administration announced new sanctions against Russia's oil industry. Global crude oil prices surged over 5% today, marking a third consecutive session of gains after the US imposed sanctions on major Russian suppliers Rosneft and Lukoil over the Ukraine war. Brent crude was trading nearly 5% up at $65.71 per barrel, and WTI crude was also trading around 5.5% higher at $61.69 per barrel when reports last came in. US President Donald Trump has said that Israel will lose all of its support from the US if it annexed the West Bank. Mr. Trump said in an interview published in the American news magazine Times that Israeli annexation of the West Bank won't happen because he had given his word to the Arab countries. Mr. Trump said he stopped Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu from fighting in Gaza, a war he said would have continued for years. Mr. Trump described Israel's strike on Hamas negotiators in Doha as terrible and a tactical mistake by Mr. Netanyahu. But Mr. Trump said the outrage over the attack was one of the things that brought them all together to ultimately deliver the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The International Court of Justice, ICJ, has said that Israel is obligated to uphold international human rights laws in the Palestinian territories and work with the United Nations to provide relief to the civilian people in Gaza. The basic needs include food, water, shelter, fuel, and medical services. Meanwhile, Israel's foreign ministry has strongly rejected the opinion, calling it politicization of international law, which seeks to produce political outcomes. The first uncrewed test flight of the Gaganyaan is set for launch in the first week of December this year. Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO chairman, Dr. V. Narayanan, today informed that 90% of the work on Gaganyaan uncrewed test flight mission G1 is over. Speaking to media persons in Bengaluru today, Dr. Narayanan said, tests on crewed module with escape system, parachute module, communication systems and other subsystems are successful. Vyoma Mitra humanoid will fly in the uncrewed Gaganyaan mission to low Earth orbit in December.
No, Gaganyaan mission, we are in the process of, in the final look, I will tell. And we have completed 3 uncrewed mission, and we are in the process of going through that phase. 85 to 90% development activities in the subsystem level is completed. But now integrated level tests are going on, including software development, qualification, everything is going on. And once we succeed the uncrewed mission, then we'll have the crewed mission.
In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, chasing the revised DLS target of 325, New Zealand were 154 for 5 in 28 overs against India at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai when reports last came in. Put into bat first, India's openers Pratika Rawal and Smriti Mandhana hit brilliant centuries to power India women to a massive 340 for 3 in 49 overs in the rain-affected match. The match was reduced to 44 overs a side with a revised target of 325 for New Zealand under the DLS method. A win in this match will take India to the semi-finals. In men's cricket, Australia defeated India by 2 wickets in the second ODI at Adelaide to take an unassailable lead in the 3-match series. Chasing the target of 265, Matthew Short top scored with 74, while Cooper Connolly remained unbeaten on 61 as Australia clinched the game with more than 3 overs to spare. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Modi to virtually attend ASEAN-India summit on 26th October. India and Bhutan review bilateral security cooperation and border management issues in Thimphu. Russia says new sanctions by US on its oil industry as counterproductive, as Moscow has strong immunity to Western sanctions. US President Donald Trump says Israel will lose all US support if it annexes the West Bank. And in ICC Women's ODI World Cup, New Zealand to chase DLS revised target of 325 runs in the rain-affected match against India in Mumbai. That's all in world news. Good night.